One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Christ is made wisdom to me. Christ has been made health unto me. How do you know he's been made health unto you? Very simple. He said, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead lives in you, he'll vitalize him out of body. That's health. So he has been made my health. So Christ is my wisdom, and Christ is my health, and Christ is my strength, and Christ is my ability. That's why Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He says, Christ in you, you've got it made. If you have him in you, everything is cool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his holy name forever. And so I said, we have to understand our ministry. The Christian has a ministry. The believer has a ministry. Those that do not recognize their ministry are the ones looking for counseling everywhere. They're the ones asking for prayer when they ought to be the ones praying. You have some Christians and they say, well, you know, I'm very weak in prayer. Who told you? You're like Adam. Adam, where are you? I heard your voice and I found out I was naked. I hid myself. God said, who told you you're naked? Did you do the wrong thing? Yeah. I'm very weak in prayer. Who told you? Who told you? It's Satan. Every time you want to pray, he will say, you know you're weak in prayer. You can't pray for long. 2 minutes and you're all right, okay? And he stands beside you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, what do you pray about that you pray for so long? In 5 minutes, I finish my own. So what do you pray about? How can it be so long? Because they don't understand prayer. They think prayer is, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my father, I pray for my mother. For my wife, or for my husband. For my son and for my daughter. I pray for my friends, I pray for those at work. Thank you, Father, for directing us today and giving us good health. Amen, in Jesus' name. Not up to 1 minute. He's done. He says, what else will you ask for? Everything is okay. They don't understand prayer. Prayer is not only asking God for something. Prayer is not only asking God for something. The Bible says that he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. We are priests. It is the office of a priest to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices to God. Let me show you something. Are you ready? Book of Psalms, 69. Psalm 69. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. Is that your confession? Come on, is that your confession? That's my confession. In him I live and move and have my being. Hallelujah. Psalm 69. I'm reading to you from verse 30. David wrote this psalm. And it says here, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Did you see that? He says, I'll praise the name of God with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. He says, to worship him, to praise him, and to give thanks to him will please God more than the sacrifices of bulls and goats. David knew it. Yet in his day, they had to offer those sacrifices. Let me show you another revelation that they got. This was a revelation that David had. Turn to the book of Hosea. Oh, now you're looking for the table of contents. All right, good. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Some said the name is Hosea. Hosea. And the guy said, open the book of Hosea. I said, what? So some of you may like to call it Hosea. But names are what we say they are. Some say Daniel. Some say Daniel. So, depends on how it sounds good with you. It's not your name anyway. All right. Hosea chapter 14. And I want to read from verse 1. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Then it says, take with you words. Ooh, do I like this? Do I like this? He says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Did you hear what he said? What do you mean by calves of our lips? It's another way of saying we'll render the bulls of our lips. The goats of our lips. In other words, we'll use our mouth to give you sacrifices. They had that revelation. He said, take with you words and proclaim unto God, and we shall render the calves of our lips. You know, I like a certain translation, the way it puts it, when Daniel was praying. Can you turn to the book of Daniel? Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter 6. Now I want to read to you from verse number 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. The net translation says, he offered prayers. He offered prayers and gave thanks. He offered prayers. And that perfectly describes what happened there. Because there, he wasn't just asking for something. You know, give me this and give me that and give me the other one. No, he offered prayers. There's a difference between praying and asking to receive something and when you offer prayers. When you offer prayers, you are offering prayer of thanksgiving or prayer of prophecy. That's or prayer of intercession. That's reaching out to touch lives in other places apart from yourself. Prayers that worship God. You talk about his greatness. You proclaim his beauty. This is one reason why a lot of us don't know how we should pray, because we don't know the content of the prayer. So we're asking, oh, I had five items I wanted to pray about, and I prayed about all of them, so I've got to go. What do you mean you got five items? So all we know is writing prayer requests, and I need this and need that. Sometimes you ask some people to pray, and say, well, right now I don't need anything, so I don't think I need to pray. So they feel like God is something to be used to get something else. No, God is a rational being. One to relate with. He says Daniel offered prayers. He prayed three times a day. When he heard the decree of Darius the king. And the Bible says he prayed three times a day as he did before. It wasn't a new thing with him. As he did before. He opened his window toward Jerusalem. According to the blessing that was given to Solomon. That if they were in bondage, if they were in trouble anywhere in the world, and they turned toward Jerusalem and prayed, God said he would hear their prayer. And so he opened his window toward Jerusalem and prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and night. He offered prayers unto God. It is our solemn and sovereign responsibility as Christians to come into this ministry of prayer. We have to understand that it is not optional. When we feel like it and when we don't feel like it. We have to stop being so concerned about our own needs in coming to the ministry of prayer that's given to every believer. Otherwise, we are going to be held responsible for the things that we should have prayed about and we didn't pray. The Bible says judgment will begin at the house of God. So he's going to require it of us. He's going to ask us, what did we do about such and such a case? So as individuals and as a ministry, we must learn to pray. So there has to be a change. Our faith life has to go higher. We can't stay in those beggarly elements of asking for this and that and the other until we have come so low to be asking God for food for the day. We've come so low. Now we can testify, I have no food, I have no money, and I pray to God, and now before long, the food came. Baby testimonies. And we think it's spiritual to talk like that. There was a brother, and he didn't have any money, and he didn't have any food, and he just prayed inside his house, and he asked God for food, and in 5 minutes, somebody just came knocking at the door, and they brought food for him. Babyish testimonies. How long are you going to be there? It reminds me of what Elijah said to the people of Israel. He said, how long shall ye halt between two opinions? I don't know if you ever understood what he said. He said, how long shall you halt between two opinions? If Baal is God, serve him. If Jehovah is God, serve him. But he said, halting between two opinions. In other words, they were limping between two opinions.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeningzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.